Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, Ireland's World Cup hopes are now hanging by a thread following that 2-1 defeat to Armenia last night. The game was meant to kickstart their campaign and claim 3 points away from home. That was the expectation. Sadly, it wasn't to be the case. So what does it mean for our World Cup campaign? And what does it mean for the future of the manager, Hal Grimson? Well, to help us answer these questions, I'm joined on the line by Ciarán Cunningham, chief sports writer at the Irish Daily Star. That was really disappointing, wasn't it, Ciarán?
That was incredibly disappointing. Like, it was comfortably one of the worst results ever for Irish national team. And you can make a strong argument that it was the worst, because only for Caoimhín Kelleher and Caoimhín Kelleher in goals, the crossbar and a narrow offside decision, Armenia could have won by 5-1 or 6-1. And this is a team that's been hammered recently by Georgia, that was beaten by Kosovo 5-2 in June, that the best player walked out a few weeks ago after a row with the manager, that Portugal hammered 5-0 last weekend, a team that hadn't kept a clean sheet in 3 years. But now every team out there seems to look on as Ireland as an opportunity, and that's how far Ireland have fallen. You mentioned that the World Cup hopes are hanging by a thread. I think you're being kind. I think they're gone. There is no hope.
You think they're gone, because the only way we can stay in it now is by defeating Portugal. Am I right?
Probably have to beat them home and away and get something against in Budapest, and beat Armenia at home, and still you wouldn't be certain of it. Like, you wouldn't be confident of Ireland beating any with the way things stand. And just a part of the wider context, the FAI is 40 million in debt. Qualifying for the World Cup gives you a minimum of 11 million from FIFA, and Ireland would expect actually to get a bit more than that. But when you factor in sponsors that would come on board because of qualification and money spinning friendlies around it, you're probably looking at around 20 million that the FAI will miss out on. That's half the debt they have. So it's a huge blow to Irish football.
And what do you think happened? I mean, think about the Ireland that we saw the other night in the second half, when they were pushing forward, you know, demanding those goals. Where was that team last night?
Well, that's, you know, the fingers will be pointed to the manager, because they were so wide open last night and disjointed and lacking in ideas and any coherent plan. But there was an element, there was a fair element of desperation to that second half last Saturday.
Well, we'll take desperation if it gets us a result.
If it gets a result. But at the end, you know, scraping a draw wasn't a great result. Like, beforehand, most people thought it was a game Ireland had to win. So it wasn't that good a result anyway. But this has been part of a pattern since the Euro 2016 finals. Like, the best result since then has probably been a win over Scotland, and Scotland would be no world beaters. So Ireland are now at a very, very low ebb. And the fear many have within the game is it's going to get worse, because huge investment is needed. Because Brexit has closed the traditional pathway to the UK that used to develop players. They now can't go till they're 18. So to counteract that, you need to develop academies here. And proposals have been put to the government for funding for that, because it will take a lot of funding and a lot of patience, because it will take time. And the funding is around 8 million a year. And the government have audited the academy proposal, but the word out of government is that no decision is imminent. And politicians are very reluctant to invest in something that they don't see results in the short to medium term. The results from this mightn't come for 20 or 30 years.
That's right. And listen, the more immediate question, of course, is around the manager, Hal Grimson. What do you think is going to happen there?
I suspect that he will probably see out the campaign. Like, I think he is, he was talking last week about negotiating a new contract, because his contract is only for this campaign. And for the thing about the European Championships, Ireland are one of the hosts, so Ireland will qualify automatically the next time. But there is an argument to be made that you should get somebody else in and start again for the four remaining qualifiers, but you would have to pay up his contract. And the FAI are so cash strapped, they're facing a lot of labour issues across the board that will be costly, that I don't see them being able to stump up that kind of money up front to get rid of him.
So he'll be there for the next while, is what you predict anyway, until the end of the campaign, which you've just told us is over anyway.
Gone by November as well. Wyclef Jean once said, "I could be gone in a minute."
I remember that song. Thank you so much, Kieran Cunningham, there on a really desperate night for Irish football.